We did get good news finding out that Marcus Mariota was just going to miss the preseason, but obviously now the Johnny Newton injury, he already had the Laremy Tunsil, those are going to be some extended injuries, and there's plenty more, obviously, on this roster as well. Nick Ashew, Team 980. Marcus Mariota is valuable to this team, and I know some people look at last year and go, oh, he wasn't that good, or he only won the one game. Yeah, one, the roster was trash, everybody was injured, and they had nobody out there to throw the football to, and he's a backup quarterback. But reality here is that Marcus Mariota is still one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. His skill set is at least close enough. Again, it's close enough. It's not the same, but it's close enough where you don't have to alter the offense too much. Going from Jaden Daniels to Marcus Mariota, God forbid you have to do that. And he's a veteran, and he's a good leader, and there's, you know, a comfort level that's there. So he's valuable to this team because you don't ever want to see your backup quarterback on the field unless you're in a blowout win and he's just out there kneeling the ball the rest of the way. That's the only time you want to see the backup quarterback. But with a banged-up offensive line now, especially on the left side, with a blind side not being protected by a Pro Bowl left tackle, maybe Brandon Coleman can show that he can play like that too. He's been training with Laremy Tunsil. That's great. But right now, you know, you have to really think about the long term of this season with Jaden Daniels, with this offense, because if this team goes through a similar season like last year, this year again, you're going to lose everybody. You're going to lose everybody. You're going to lose the fan base. You're going to lose the confidence in this team being different, because most people outside of us, right, whether you're talking about the team, covering the team, you're a fan of the team, whatever, people outside of it, it's just going to be up, same old Washington, whatever their name is, right? Different name, same thing, over and over and over again. And I get it. Like, you could say, I don't care about what they say outside. I mean, maybe, but you want a reputation around this team to be respectable, right? You want this team to be respected. You want them to be looked at as an organization that has a level of stability, that has a good culture, that has consistency, and that wins every year. And even if it is just bad injury luck again, that still matters. Like, that's still part of where this team is trying to rebuild everything across the board. But it's now gotten to the point where it is up in the air whether Jaden Daniels plays at all against Detroit this weekend in the preseason game. Now, since Doc and I both host the show, Doc had this to say yesterday about the situation.
My take is always charge. Move forward. Got to play. Got to get in. If he's not hurt, if he's healthy, then he takes snaps. If he's not healthy, I wouldn't play him. Because
so you wanted to see him play, and how long do you want to see him play?
Oh, I don't need a lot of him. I could do a series or two. I don't need a lot.
And what does that series or two do for you?
It just helps his body get adjusted to Philly. Guy can't go all his
whole. But what's the difference between what he'll do? I mean, I guess
I need his.
I guess
need
he his, can. He can actually be tackled in a real game. Yeah, but outside of that,
that's it. He never gets hit, and he knows it. And so I don't ever let him get his body acclimated, his internal clocks rolling under the real gun, because I'm scared that I can't protect him. So if that's the case, I don't buy into that. I think if I ain't got enough people to protect my quarterback, that's on me. And it sends a horrible message that I can't get a guy protected to play a series. I didn't say the game.
Now, I'm going to pull a Stephen A. Smith here, because Doc Walker, Richard, is a dear, dear friend of mine, all right? He was even at my wedding. Richard, one series ain't going to do a damn thing for Jaden Daniels out there. And I'm glad that you fought back on that, Anthony, because if you have Jaden Daniels out there, and again, the preseason games don't matter, so it's not even like, well, you want to have Marcus Mariota in case he gets hurt or something, whatever. It doesn't matter what quarterbacks you're trotting out for a preseason game, honestly. But at this point, with everything that's going on, and your center still not being ready to play, and your left tackle completely out, Brandon Coleman's going to need the reps, fine. But what are we really going to accomplish seeing Jaden Daniels for a series at all in a preseason game? I mean, really, because you're not going to see any of the offense. They're not going to give you anything. If he's out there just handing the football off, what does that really accomplish other than stepping wrong and getting hurt? And I get it. You can get hurt at any point, and they're football players, and they should. Yeah, but you want to minimize risk in situations where it doesn't need to be risky, right? Like, you don't need – there's risk in the regular season. I get it. There's risk in training camp. The reps that players get in training camp, in joint practices, in scrimmages against another team, whatever the case is, those have more value now in today's NFL – than any of these preseason games. And you can see it because nobody plays anybody anymore in the preseason. And we can have Tom Brady saying, oh, well, if it's football, I'm going to play. And that's cool. I've seen the video that's made its way around of Tom Brady throwing a touchdown pass to Randy Moss with 3 minutes or 5 minutes to go in the third quarter of a preseason game. Whatever. Okay. The game has changed. We also have an extra game in the regular season. We're going to have two extra games in the regular season soon enough. And players right now are already starting to drop like flies for this team. And it's a problem. And because so much of this season is predicated on what Jaden Daniels does, what value is there really putting him out there on the field for even a series? I mean, what if he's tempted to run? Hey, he did it last year. He ran in the end zone. Yeah, what did that tell us, really? Oh, the Commanders are going to run the ball this year. Remember what they did in their preseason game against the Bengals? They had one series with the starters out there. Chris Rodriguez is running all over the place and got faster. And we're like, oh, man. And look at Bill. Oh, and Jaden Daniels looks sharp, running the ball in the end zone. Oh, we're not going to miss a beat from 2024. Oh, my God, everything changed. It told us nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't even want to see him out there. I really don't. Anthony, I would rather Jaden Daniels just not play at all in the preseason because at this point, you don't have enough on that offensive line to protect him. You've got too many injuries happening right now. It's just, to me right now, it doesn't bring enough value to where they are versus all the other things that he's already out there doing with this offense.
Yeah, and I get the other side of the argument. I understand we're coming off a season where we didn't perform the way we wanted. We won five games, and a lot of guys missed time due to injury. We also have, you know, a new offensive coordinator. We have a new defensive coordinator. We have a ton of new guys in the building on the defensive side of the ball. So I understand us wanting to see guys out on the field. When it comes to Jaden Daniels and the fact that Marcus Mariota is hurt, I just don't trust the insurance that we have behind Jaden Daniels already. And then also, again, one or two drives on August 22nd at noon isn't going to change that much or affect that much in 3 weeks when it's time to take on Philly on September 13th. I just don't think it is, and I think the risk far exceeds the reward. So,
and that's it right there for me. Regular season's different. You're not going to, like, sit a guy out because the team's injured. You're like, well, Jaden shouldn't play. Like, you just have to deal with it, but that's the regular season. Those games matter. And really, the first couple of games of the regular season is turned into the preseason. And you might have to run the football more if you're the Commanders. You might have to count on this defense more. Like, the defense might have to pick up the slack. You've added a lot of new guys, and I know some of them are on that list of injuries we just talked about. But this might be the first couple weeks of the regular season where the defense has to make plays because the offense is a little out of sync. And you could say, well, they didn't play in the preseason. Here's the thing. Even if they were to put all the starters out there in the preseason, it's going to be a drive, maybe two series at most. No matter what, that is not going to be enough to make this offense sharp and ready to go. Like, that's not going to be the difference between a sharp offense week one against the Eagles or a discombobulated offense. It's not going to make a difference. Everything they're doing in camp, everything in these practices and these, you know, scrimmages, whatever, all the stuff that they do, that's where the real work is done. That's what shows whether or not you're prepared for the regular season. Dan Quinn has literally talked about that. He saw even in OTAs last year, went back and looked versus 2 years ago. Attention to detail wasn't the same. He didn't look as sharp. And those bad habits continued to carry over into the regular season along with those injuries. So you got to a point where you just were never going to be able to catch up. One series, one drive, it doesn't matter in the preseason anymore. Like, it really doesn't. Because in the end, if you have talent and you have chemistry and you have good coaching, you're going to win regular season games. These preseason games, nobody shows you anything anyway. Honestly, you should just get rid of the preseason. It's worthless. Like, it really is. Except I know there are guys trying to make rosters. But you're getting more real-life opportunities, real game opportunities, in practice at least, because you're running real plays. You're actually using a real playbook, and it's not just, let's get out there and show everybody nothing. And that's what this has become at this point. And by the way, this isn't just the Commanders. This is around the league. Most teams feel this way. They just look at the preseason as kind of a waste of time. Because even then, like, even if there are guys, two or three guys trying to make the roster, that's really what it is at the end. That last preseason game might be one or two positions on the back end of the 53 that's up for grabs. It's basically it. And I get it. It happens sometimes. But in the real grand scheme of things, how many Victor Cruzes do you have where the last preseason game they have two touchdowns and make a roster and go on to have a great career? It's very, like, situations like that are very rare. You've got most of the roster is already filled out by this coaching staff. They already know. They know 92% of what the roster is going to look like. There's a few pieces after that. It's just, preseason's just got kind of worthless. And that's on the NFL. That's what they've built. All right, 301-230-0980. Injuries are piling up. Do you want to see Jaden Daniels at all this weekend against the Lions in the second preseason game? 301-230-0980. Nick Ashew on the Team 980.